Test check. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the City of Arroyo Grande. This is a special meeting of the City Council, and this is Wednesday, October 8th. Roll call, please.
Councilmember Burnage?
Here.
Councilmember Brown?
Here.
Councilmember Costello is absent. Mayor Pro Tem Guthrie?
Here.
And Mayor Ferrara?
Here. I did receive a call from Councilmember Costello. Special meetings are usually calendared with very short notice. And he asked me to pass on to the rest of you that he had a work commitment out of town that he could not get out of, and that is the reason for his absence today. And while it's not on the agenda, we are going to do a flag salute. If you would please stand, face our flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, with liberty and justice for all.
Let me begin this morning by explaining a little bit about the purpose of a special meeting. If you recall, at the last special meeting was Saturday a few weeks ago, when the council voted to move forward with a second investigation, we appointed a subcommittee of the council to, first of all, identify a consultant that would conduct that investigation, and second of all, to bring that information to include a contract and scope of work in front of the council for approval. The subcommittee, once again, we'd like to keep the comments brief and move this along. And who would like to go first? Public comment on the item on the agenda.
Patty Welsh, Arroyo Grande. I want to say to all of you, if you were trying to be more transparent, I think this meeting should have been held in the evening so the residents who work could be there. I know you think it only takes a few minutes, but with the lack of trust we have in you right now, you need to try to rebuild trust at every opportunity. So with the real investigation getting ready to start, I want to voice my concerns and hope they will be addressed in the investigation. I feel there has been a cover-up, starting with the lie of the camera 6 not working. Was it erased? The fact that Mike Brendler stated there was clear manipulation of the tapes. Is there manipulation, and who did it? Who had access to the equipment and had knowledge of how to erase things? Why was Steve here July 4th and 5th? I want his computer checked. Were you using the city computer to look for the job in Temple City? Again, abusing the use of city property. The story did not break until after interested parties could file paperwork to run against the mayor. And I don't think that is coincidence. That needs to be looked into. I want this council investigated to find out what is such a threat that you chose to allow Steve Adams to keep his job after he clearly violated city policy. And what is it, and why is it you're allowing hostile work environment to continue? I want the investigation to be completed, and a written report must be supplied on this incident, no matter if Steve Adams quits before the investigation or if anything else happens. In closing, I have to address the resignation letter and what a disgrace it was. If Steve wants to resign because he can no longer effectively run the city with all the publicity, then why does he think he can run it for the next 6 to 9 months? I have never seen a resignation letter that was so long-winded and again tries to say nothing that he did nothing wrong while throwing our police under the bus one more time. Quite frankly, I am sick and tired. As council and city managers, we're supposed to do what is best for the residents, but it appears you could give a damn about us. You are out only for yourselves.
All right. Once again, I want to caution that your comments should be directed towards the item on the agenda, And please make your comments 3 minutes or less. Let's try and keep this under control if we can. All right, next speaker.
Hopefully my 3 minutes isn't cut short as I set up my props. My name is Leanne Akins. I live at 608 Cornwall Avenue in Arroyo Grande. I'm sure you're disappointed with the meeting today because your tactic failed. The fact this meeting was scheduled on short notice in the middle of a work week at the beginning of a work day shows you are not a good student of history, which is why you also failed. A good student of history would know that when people have taken up causes they truly believe are connected to their rights, beliefs, or freedoms, they will bear costs those in leadership positions exemplifying oppression do not consider, take into account, nor understand. History is full of examples. An example straight from American history is the American Revolution. King George was convinced he could squash what he considered to be a rebellious group of colonists who were bent on gaining independence from England. He was sure that tactics like the Stamp Act, the Sugar Act, and the Tea Act would dishearten the colonists and help them see that England was too strong and powerful for a bunch of farmers and shop owners to go up against. What the king failed to see was that these acts only added fuel to the fire, which was already lit and burning brightly. What you, Mr. Mayor, Council, Mr. Carmel, and Mr. Adams fail to recognize is that a cause in AG has been taken up. You also fail to see that having the meeting we are present at today, at the time we are here with the purpose of discussing what seems to be a biased investigation, has only added more fuel to the fire. Each step you collectively have taken with regards to this situation, including the ruse of a resignation letter from Mr. Adams, has added fuel to a fire already lit. Understand that you collectively have been put on confidence in your ability to lead and make good decisions for this community, and that includes the supposed unbiased investigation that is about to unfold. On November 4th, I'm writing in Jim Hill for mayor. I am voting against the charter initiative, and I will continue to fight against those who remain in their positions after November 4th.
Okay, thank you for your comments. Anyone else?
Good morning, council members. My name is Otis Page. I reside at 606 Myrtle Street. Given that the Arroyo Grande Police Officers Association has stated, quote unquote, certain members of the council have chosen to prejudge the so-called evidence and have already predetermined that what the outcome should be, why should the citizens who are here today agree with the council's selection of an independent interviewer? Why should we agree with you? I note that on two occasions I have emailed both Guthrie and Brown, two occasions, and your transparency, and neither of you replied to me on what you were doing here. Besides this question, there is the obvious matter of council conflict in this choice of an interviewer. The council has selected an investigator who must investigate the council on the issue of cover-up. That reason alone constitutes an incestuous conflict by the fact the council is controlling the investigation of itself. Added to this conflict is who receives the investigator's report after it's done. It is the council that, by a majority vote, can reject the vote of the report when it comes in. So you're in control of this. So the council is framing the process by which it investigates itself and then is the judge of the results of the investigation. This process is absurd and violates common sense. and feeds the fires of discontent of the citizens that prays the council do something sensible to set the matter straight. Beautiful. Besides these facts alone, besides the points and the conflicts I've just stated before, use a legal process of sworn depositions of all concerned should be administered. There should be sworn depositions. If you're willing to spend $70,000 to prove to us that we have a water problem, I suggest you spend more than that in getting the truth of this matter. In the attempt to restore citizen confidence in the council, this letter again strongly recommends that the council request that the office of the district attorney or an independent attorney separate from the influence of the council select the investigating attorney. Now, this morning I learned another fact, which is really alarming, that you, Mayor Ferrara, are with the police that you selected to investigate you, are buddies of yours. Come on. Let's get real. You're welcoming an avenue into a recall of this council. Believe me, that's what's going to happen next if you don't do the right thing now.
Anyone else?
Good morning, Mr. Mayor, Council. We've already seen the results of a less than thorough investigation. This council touted the abilities of the attorney who conducted it. Clearly, the intent of the investigation was not meant to reveal the entire truth of what took place on July the 3rd, but really rather only to divulge just the very basic facts, just enough to allow the council to claim it had acted appropriately in its reprimand, and only reprimand, of Mr. Adams. Please don't waste our money if you have no intention of really getting to the truth of the matter. It's not the incident of Steve and Teresa that needs to be investigated. What we want to know and deserve to know is why this council rushed to judgment and only wanted enough information to say there was no wrongdoing, meaning I guess they were both clothed to an appropriate degree, B, that there was no violation of city policy, and I can't even believe someone, Mr. Costello, I believe, came out and said, oh, we need to update our city policy so that the city hall isn't used for purposes other than city, and is only, as Mayor Ferrara said, going to result in the same results. What is the point? The focus of the investigation needs to be widened. The scope needs to be directed at this council. And this whole thing reminds me of the three monkeys, the see no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil. Okay, see no evil. What happened to camera six and only camera six? Hear no evil. Don't tell me anything I don't really want to know so that I don't have to fire Mr. Adams. Speak no evil. At the candidate forum that I went to a couple Mondays ago, one of our up for re-election council members basically said that this whole thing had been handled appropriately, that he was quite comfortable with how everything had been conducted. And now here in the paper, just a few days later, is something saying that, well, maybe we should have handled it differently. What has taken so long for you people to wake up to what's really going on here? We are not upset about Steve and Teresa. That's been a long-known fact, what's been going on. What we're upset about is the fact that because you don't act appropriately, we've been on the paper this many times, and maybe I don't even have all of them because, quite honestly, they line the bottom of my birdcage. But this is what's happened because you fail to act. This is a simple human resources 101 problem. You need to read up on HR 101 or get better legal advice from Mr. Carmel or perhaps a new city attorney, someone who can represent us better. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. No applause, please. I let it go the last time. We're not going to let it go this time. Yes, really. No. No. What I'll do is close public comment. That's what I'll do.
Do it.
Okay.
Everybody else here.
Okay. You need to have a seat, Mr. Page.
Really?
Next speaker, please.
Chuck Fellows, Roy Grandy. After the one of the last meetings where there were so many unhappy people speaking regarding the second investigation that was needed, apparently now not needed, in some people's opinion, I came to the podium and spoke to a number of members after it was over. And so I hope during the discussion by the council, you do speak to keep the cost down to this investigation, because if, no matter if you spend $50,000, $100,000, or 10 or 5, it's not going to satisfy these unhappy people who are up here at the podium grinding their axes from wrongs that they think were committed to them over the years, and now they're spilling their vitriol out on the podium here and making other people afraid and intimidated to come up here and speak in favor of the council, which I think now that the conversation has gotten a little out of hand, anybody that's in the audience that wants to come up and talk about this process, as well as their faith in the council, should be allowed to do so. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for your comments. Anyone else?
I take a lot of insult to that because I am one of these people here that is discontented. I don't have a personal axe to grind with anybody. I want to be done.
What's your name for the record, please?
Vanessa Andrews, a resident of Arroyo Grande. I have no problem with this second investigation. With comment to why the Police Officers Association isn't going to get involved, it's a conflict of interest. That would be like asking a Arroyo Grande investigator to investigate the whole thing. They are witnesses to this. Why would they be? Then you could turn it around and say they manipulated it. That's just an absolutely ridiculous claim, Mr. Fellows. There's a reason why they couldn't do it. And this council put them on the spot when they made it seem like they didn't want to participate by questioning that. And there's a reason why, and it's a conflict of interest. And that city attorney right there knows that. You know that. What I want to know about the investigation, because it's going to happen, is how vetted are these individuals and who are they connected to? Because I do have issues with some possible connections that can go beyond what I consider a fair investigation. I do think it's needed. I think it's needed in a whole lot of areas other than a tryst at City Hall after hours. So I hope that is explained to us because it's going to go forward. And I say don't spare the expense. Your reputations are all on the line too. Not to mention the whole city. So all I'm asking for, no heads, what's right. But I know that when people do things that are wrong, they're usually, and that guy, and you folks, maybe that's something you need to look into too. One of the other things I've also looked into to go beyond this scope is to check into the election voter complaint forms with a Secretary of State, because maybe there has been some election fraud here.
Okay, thank you for your comments. Anyone else?
Mayor Ferrara, City Council members, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Aleji Davar. I am a resident of City of Arroyo Grande. As I understand, police department is subordinate to city. They made a report in this case. Now, shouldn't they leave it to city management to handle it? Isn't their action kind of bullying and insubordination? Are they, as an association, police employee members, retired police department, former employees or associates, are they a representative sample of City of Arroyo Grande? Or in fact, are these people a representative sample of City of Arroyo Grande? I bet most of them are either retired police or associated with them, and coming here almost trying to firewall people. Hey, this is United States of America. We have democracy here. You can talk here, and I suggest honorable council members, next time or in future, have a guard here to pull out anybody not following the rule of the meeting here. So having said this, you don't want to make it too long. Please realize that city of Arroyo Grande is 20,000 people. Police association, a dozen of people, and their family members, friends, they are not speaker for city of Arroyo Grande residents. I urge city council to be objective, to follow principles, to protect the right of city employees, to look for...
Randy, I dedicated 33 years of my life to this community. I love the city of Arroyo Grande. I love most of its citizens. I'd like to thank the council for your dedication to the city of Arroyo Grande. You know, it's easy for people to, in the audience, to come up here and take pot shots at the council that I know and respect so much. I know that the decisions you guys make are with the best interests of the entire community in mind, not just a specific small group or individual. It's inevitable when you have to make hard decisions as leaders that not every decision is going to be well received by everybody in the community. There's just no way of avoiding that. That said, I'd like to reemphasize what Mr. Fellow said, that there are other people invited to be part of the process to select the investigation organization or the company. That was denied. I have to feel that that leaves the door open to question the selection of the council as well. I know Vanessa spoke very clearly. She doesn't agree with that, but that's my feeling. I also want to emphasize, I worked here for 33 years. I know Mr. Adams. I know many of the council very well. I know the family atmosphere that's been here. And the staff, particularly the management staff, are like family. They enjoy each other's company. I've many times after work, you know, every couple of months we'll get together, as happened in July, have a couple of drinks. We truly enjoy each other's company. To go back to City Hall, to sit and have a cup of tea and a conversation, that's what families do. That's what people who like each other do. There's nothing nefarious about that. It's just what friends do. It's what friends do. It's really remarkable to me that people do so much good for the community, whether it be the council or staff, that things can turn so quickly and so ugly. It just makes me sick. But anyway, I want to once again emphasize how much I appreciate what the council's doing. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Anyone else?
Hello to everyone. My name is Shirley Gibson. I live in Halcyon. But my childhood home is in Arroyo, and my mother has lived on Allen Street for over 60 years. Myself, I've served on the Historic Resources Committee for about 3 years, and I still assist them with historical research in an unofficial capacity. I've been coming to city council meetings over the years about various issues. I attend city council meetings to help shape policy that benefits Arroyo. And I've noticed at the last few meetings there are many, many people, but I think my question is, where are those people when policy is made? Because what happens on Cherry Avenue can really affect everyone on that end of town or anybody going from the village out Wasna. So I think we have to keep in mind what is important. I do support the mayor, I support the city council, and I support Steve Adams and the staff. Thank you. Even though I disagree with you most of the time, and at least I hope I cause you heartburn at some point, somehow that does make me happy.
Thank you for your comments. Anyone else?
Yes, my name's John Mack, and I'd just like to say a few things. At the last special meeting and the conclusion, it was, well, we're going to have a special investigation because the people want it. Yeah, the people want it. The people want to be included. And this meeting this morning shows me you don't want to include the people. I just found out about this yesterday. I have associates, I have cohorts, people that work 8 to 5 jobs that cannot be here. And you're denying them the opportunity to speak and be included. This meeting needs to be continued to an evening or a time that these people do not work. You're denying them the ability to speak and be heard. 9 o'clock on a work day? Come on. About the item on the agenda, include the people. Get the work scope out there. Let the people have a reasonable period of time and comment on the work scope and the contract. Have 3 people for nomination of the contract for us to review with costs. It shouldn't be the city council making all the decisions from here on out just because the people had asked for a special report. Include the people in the decision making. You will go a lot farther in public support if you do so. But you're going on about it the wrong way.
Include. Why is this how is this possibly benefiting the people that you're supposed to represent? Where's the fire? Where was the fire for the last special meeting that was made? Why wasn't there a fire for the July 8th or whatever meeting? Why are you doing this to the residents? Don't do this. Be transparent. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Okay, seeing no one, we're going to close public comment. Come on up.
I'm taking sick time to be here, unlike Councilmember Costello. On August 26th, when you talked about having a meeting, you all talked about getting your calendars together so you all would be here. So I'm a little discouraged with that. Many citizens have spent the past weeks complaining about a myriad of issues about the way the city is run. They and I have complained about Brown Act violations, ridiculous meeting times, arrogant attitudes, a lack of transparency, hiding items under personnel matters in closed session, minutes to meetings that don't make sense. And there you go. Personnel regulations that pertain to so few, and actions by professionals that are so unprofessional. And lastly, a promise to have an open public meeting to discuss an investigation and its scope. All 5 of you on August 26th vowed that a public meeting was needed. In fact, the mayor himself said, quote, "We will try our level best to be as transparent as the law will allow us to be in this particular situation," unquote. But when it comes right down to it, you all are asking yourself, why do we care? Why do they care? Really, last night when I was thinking about this, this is the most important question. Why do I care about what's going on in the city of Aurora Grande? You should want us to care. You should. I care, and I can only speak for myself, just as you can only vote and act for yourself. I have integrity, and I'm not willing to give that away to anyone, and I hope that is the case for you. I do not care about what Steve Adams and a subordinate were actually doing. What I do care about is the way employees are not treated equally and the lack of respect for the workplace. I care that there has been a tremendous loss of integrity for our entire city. And I care that the mayor, Steve Adams, on administrative leave, pending the results of authentic investigation led by a human resources attorney, not law enforcement, of the events that kept this incident quiet until after the election filing date of August 8th. This is about your actions after the incident and how our city has lacked a proper response. This is what needs to be investigated and revisited. It's time now to do the right thing, you guys. Come on. If you worked in a place where two people were caught late at night, inebriated, doing questionable things, you would have put them on leave. Please, do what you have done in your workplace. It's time to apologize and make the right corrections.
Thank you for your comments. Anyone else? Now we're going to close public comment. We will bring this to the council. We do have a staff report, and I'm going to turn this over to Mayor Pro Tem.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I think as all of you know, at our last meeting, Councilmember Brown and I were tasked with finding an investigator to do a new investigation of all of the matters related to the McClish and Adams incident on July 3rd. We reviewed a list of about a dozen potential investigators, including some attorneys and some pure investigators. We selected three that we did phone interviews with. We ultimately arrived to select Chuck Hustra with Centra Group. We then, before we went and committed to any contract negotiations, we did ask the Sheriff's Department, who had committed to helping us with this. Jim Bogue there did do a and vet our decision, and he's fully supportive that we will get a fair and thorough investigation from Mr. Hustra and the Centra Group. That took place, I'm gonna deal with this kind of a little bit out of line here. That took place late Thursday afternoon. Our interest here was to get this investigation going as soon as possible. Mr. Hoekstra was, in fact, leaving on vacation or a weekend. I guess I can't call that a vacation, but he was leaving for the weekend. We did not get his contract until late Friday afternoon, 2 or 3 o'clock on Friday afternoon. He actually sent it to us from the airport in Texas. I then forwarded that to the city attorney.
Yeah. What are you doing?
We're Otis, please.
Mr. Page, please let me finish. Please let me
please.
Finish, Mr. Page.
I am sorry. This is
please.
A fraud.
Let me finish, Mr. Page. Thank you. So getting back to, so Mr. Hoekstra has been employed to do this. We have a contract prepared to execute with, and we haven't signed that. That is actually why we're having this meeting this morning, because it does require council approval to move forward with the execution of the contract. So I wanted to go through the scope. Just concerned about the scope. In his scope here, it is reinvestigate the July 3rd, 2014 incident, review the internal investigation by Mr. McMahon, review the information the council used to make their initial decision on July 8th. I know there's concern about what took place there. And the procedures and policies used to make that decision. Review the information the council used for the decision not to do an additional investigation. Investigate the concerns identified by the POA in their letter of September 17th and the information relied upon to reopen the investigation. And finally, to prepare a public report. There will be a public report that in fact the investigator is going to make the distinction between what's public and what's not the council. I just wanted to make those points clear. I believe particularly the 9 a.m., the 9 a.m., I just wanted to make it clear why 9 a.m. was picked. So, but there will be a public meeting in normal hours for the review of this investigation. So the public will get a chance to see the final report, hear the final report, and make comments at that time.
Okay.
Okay.
No, public comment is closed at this time. Okay. Anything that you want to add?
I do.
It's online.
I do want to add some things. I need to comment on public comment first and foremost. The question was asked, or the accusation was made, that the council was not going to be investigated in terms of their actions and whether they did something right or wrong. That couldn't be farther from the truth. I talked to the investigator and I asked him that flat out. Are you going to have trouble telling us that we're wrong if we're wrong when we're here right now? Okay. That's clear. Anybody can look at this and say it was handled badly, and I'll be the first one to admit it. Having said that, though, I want to point out that the POA got up to the microphone and criticized this council for prejudging the outcome of an investigation. And they were right in doing so. They were absolutely right in doing so. And yet I already hear the public right now prejudging the outcome of this investigation. That is wrong. That is absolutely, you're doing the same thing you're accusing us of doing. So what I'm asking everybody to do, take a deep breath. Take a deep breath. Let the investigation take place. You'll have all the time in the world to criticize the outcome. You'll have every benefit, and I promise you the meeting won't be at 9 o'clock in the morning. The meeting will be when people can be here. There is a true reason to get this thing going and get it over with. We have to get this done as soon as possible. The city needs to heal. The city's become divided. Okay? So when people want to say, let's drag this on, that's wrong. Okay? And my integrity remains intact, and I don't care what the outcome of the election is. I'm going to continue to do the things that I do.
I believe you.
Mr. Page, have a seat now, or else I'm
arrested.
Okay.
Do it.
Cut the camera. Okay, council is back in session. And hopefully we can get through the rest of this item without any further disturbances. That would be, I think, all of our desire to have that happen. You were in the middle of the presentation.
I was on a roll. I don't know, is my, yeah, it's on, okay. So I just want to say we can have civil discourse in a way that is good for the public regardless of the outcome. And I think today's example might have been an example of not how to do it. So I just want everybody to take a deep breath. I can tell you without a doubt that my integrity is intact, that I have every intention of having, didn't talk to me, Kristen didn't talk to me, Joe Costello didn't talk to me. There was no collusion on the investigator. We did an arm's length picking of this person. I don't know the outcome. But come on, people, take a deep breath and let's figure out what's going to happen after that. We're not going to heal if we don't do this and keep this to a civil discussion and allow it to take place. And if you have criticism, that's what open government's about. You'll be able to criticize till the cows come home. Okay? And if it's wrong, rightfully so. There's clearly been mistakes made. There was a rush to judgment. I agree with that. But let's deal with it going forward, okay? There were mistakes made. Let's all admit that and move forward. The idea that we keep hammering and hammering and hammering that, you know, there was this collusion and this cover-up and doesn't get to the facts of the matter. Let's get to the facts of the matter, and then let's have a civil discourse over the outcome of that investigation. Thank you.
Okay. Councilman Varnich, comments?
Can I have questions of
Jim?
And, okay.
Yep.
I wanted to, Mr. Mack, I think that's his last name, he talked about when do we get to see the staff report. The staff report's been online since yesterday at 11:30 a.m. as the agenda has. I think actually the staff report, the staff was so cognizant about getting it out to the public, you actually got the staff report before the council got the staff report. So it's been there since yesterday at 11:30 a.m. I had a couple questions about the investigator. I know in the staff report it says that we don't, right now it says it's unknown at this time how many hours of work will be required. I understand that, but is it a month? Is it 2 months? Is it 2 weeks? I mean, do we have any idea? It's sort of just a blank check right now.
We gave the investigator full scope to do whatever he needed to do. We did not try to limit in any way, shape, or form or tell him how to do his job, because we thought the way to be independent was tell him the scope of work, express to him that yes, we would like to be, you know, financially cognizant of what it's costing, but to do whatever it took to come to the outcome that he thought he needed to do.
Okay, and I understand that, and I agree with that. My question is, did he give an idea of some sort, an investigation that he has obviously a lot of experience? I read his resume.
That he's very cognizant of the cost, because he knows that we all talk, and if it turns out that we thought that he took advantage of us or extended this, that in fact it would reflect negatively on his ability to get other cities to use him as an investigator. I will say initially, the fact that he is starting as early as he is and putting together the trip the way that he is, I have confidence that this will be a relatively inexpensive investigation. I say relatively because it's based on that I think he'll use his time efficiently, but at this point I don't think it's fair to say that we know what time's going to be required.
Okay, and then is he traveling? Is he staying in a hotel here? He's from out of town? Just because the lodging's included, so there was no...
Yes, he's coming from Ventura, so when he's okay. Here, he'll be...
Staying the night. Okay. And then the per diem, the $100 per day, is that contingent upon receipts provided, or is that just the $100 per day? That's what he's going to get.
The way I interpreted that means he's not going to provide receipts.
Okay, thank you.
So are you ready to move forward, or what's your position on this?
Yes, I am. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Okay. All right. Any other comments, Mayor Pro Tem?
Yeah. No other comments. I do just want to publicly thank the Sheriff's Department for helping us out here and vetting this investigation. I mean, it would have been very easy, frankly, for them to step back, but they did step forward, recognizing the importance that exactly the concerns that were expressed here, that there was, in fact, a third party reviewing this, not just two council people and not just one council. So I did want to thank them for that. Thank you. Sure. Jim, his name is Jim Vogue, V-O-G-U-E.
Is it in the staff report?
Yes, it's in the staff report.
It's in the staff report as well.
Okay, my turn, just a few comments. First of all, let me apologize to those of you who had to witness and perhaps were made uncomfortable by our adjournment or recess a moment ago. I have to tell you, I've been doing this for quite a while, and it's the first time I've had to recess a meeting for a disturbance like that. I appreciate the comments that Councilmember Brown made. It's unfortunate that this type of there was sort of a planned event. There was applause. I let it go. The Brown Act does give the presiding officer wide discretion on the conduct of a meeting, and with regard to applause, the reason why our policy is not to allow it is for the reason that was stated. If there is thunderous applause when a point of view is stated, then that sometimes often discourages people who have a differing point of view. It intimidates them to come to the microphone, and that defeats the whole purpose of public comment. That's why we don't allow applause. And so I let it go. I knew that there were some of you that had to get it out, and so we pretty much dealt with it. But from here on out, that is the reason why we have that policy in place, and I will be enforcing it. So I just wanted to kind of alert you. I'm sure that we're going to have several more meetings on this, and to the degree that it's at all possible, I'd like them to be conducted civilly. On the issue of the investigation itself, one of the reasons why we established the subcommittee was, in fact, for the Mayor Pro Tem and Councilmember Brown to take the lead. I personally am very happy that they went to the Sheriff's Department. I can't confirm it, but I have heard that members of our police department hold the Internal Affairs, the head of Internal Affairs, Mr. Vogue, in high regard. We did reach out to them. You know, it was not with the intent of it being a conflict of interest. It was an attempt at being inclusionary to allow them, the POA, to participate in the selection process for the very reason that some of you stated today, and that was the appearance of a bias. We tried to do our level best, and I'm sure Councilmember Brown and the Mayor Pro Tem did their level best to try and ensure that there was no bias in the selection of this investigator. Mr. Page and a couple of others over the course of the series of these meetings have indicated that perhaps we should have made a contact with the district attorney's office and a lot of all. So the district attorney wished us well, and that's where we sit today. So I believe that moving through this process as quickly as we possibly can would be the benefit of everyone. As one of you quoted me, we are going to attempt to be as transparent as we possibly can, given the privacy laws that exist. And I don't, I'll state that again and stand by that statement. I think all of us are in that position. None of us want this situation to be a protracted one and continue on. And we're going to do our best to make sure that the investigation is fair and that to the extent that we can release that information to the public, we will ensure that that happens. So I'm ready to move forward with this as well, and I'll entertain a motion for whichever one of you wants to make it. Mayor Pro Tem?
Yeah. I'll recommend that the council approve the contract for services with Sinatra Group Investigations.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Discussion? Hearing none, roll call.
Yes.
Councilmember Brown?
Yes.
Councilmember Burnett?
Yes.
And Mayor Farrar?
Yes. Okay. That is the only item on our agenda. We are adjourned.